This is the sound inside Eagle Academy's Capitol Riverfront campus, a public charter school not far from Nationals Park. And this is the sound of the neighborhood.
Back in 2009, all these other buildings weren't here.
Joe Smith is the CEO and CFO of Eagle Academy, whose Capitol Riverfront campus was facing a closure at the end of the school year. Its building's owners are planning a residential redevelopment project, and Smith wasn't able to find an alternative in the neighborhood where rent prices are upwards of $3,000 a month for a two-bedroom apartment.
We tried for several years to find a location here in Ward 6. But all of that had been purchased by developers on speculation, so that even when we looked at a bare strip of land or a building we could knock down, somebody else had already bought it. One of the most difficult things we have to do in the city is to find a location where we can operate.
Almost half of students in D.C. are educated at public charter schools, which receive public funds to help offset operating costs. But in most cases, they aren't granted a space by the city and thus are responsible for securing and maintaining their own buildings.
We do have schools that are facing higher rents.
Scott Pearson is the executive director of the D.C. Public Charter School Board.
What we hear from them is that they are having to spend more and more of their resources on rent, which puts pressure on things like teacher salaries, extracurricular activities, and other services that a school provides.
Eagle's landlords reached out this week with an offer to extend the school's lease for the 2019-2020 school year.
This is some of the best news that we've had.
Smith is convinced this gives the school the time it needs to find a more permanent space. But parents are cautiously optimistic.
The fight continues because next year we're going to be dealing with the same issue.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.